This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, it's zero in the state of Minnesota. I said Minnesota. It is that cold. Earlier this morning I said my nose is running, just walking outside and coming back in, and my son said, well, you better go get it. I thought, geez, really? That's all the better we can do is run after my nose that's running? Right, get it, yeah. Tongue-in-cheek, right? Yeah, I guess that's what it was. Got a weird phone call this morning and from a friend. He said, Bradley, I want you to give me a call because I have something I want to share with you. And I said, well, what is that? He said, something strange happened to me after I talked to the attorney that's bringing this class action lawsuit against the big tech companies. There's about 13 of them right now across the country. Folks, I'm telling you, people are sick and tired of what's going on in this country. We are under attack like we've never been under attack before. And what a better way and a time to do it than when men are sleeping. Matthew 13:35. The enemy sows tares while men slept. It's exactly what's happening today. Put the guy in office that everybody thinks is for him. Do the opposite. And they will rest satisfied in the results in which they bring. Everybody was worried about what the left would do. This administration is doing it. That's exactly right. I heard someone this morning, as a matter of fact, say to me, Bradley, you know, I remember when Donald Trump first started rolling into office, he had made the comment, well, if I want to become the president, then I better get some more practice. And then before you knew it, out of nowhere, the networks give him The Apprentice. And then I heard one of the bad guys, as you would call him the bad guys, which he is for the most part. He's an actor, a filthy actor, who said the only reason they gave Donald Trump The Apprentice is because they wanted to deceive the people into believing that if anybody can get the job done, he's the one that will get it done for them. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I said the other day on the radio program here, I said, what is it that Donald Trump did that he has garnered all this attention over the last 30 and 40 years in this country? Absolutely nothing, just like the Kardashians. The media's done this. They put him in a favorable light for 30 years. It's called grooming, friends. And then they put him into the place of the President of the United States of America. Do you remember back in the 80s when he was on a television program just planting the seeds little by little? Oprah, remember she asked him if he'd ever consider becoming the President of the United States of America? Reagan said something about him becoming the President of the United States of America. And then before you knew it, Home Alone introduces him to a new generation. And before you know it, friends, he becomes the President of the United States of America, and everybody loves him, and they just don't know why. It's because you've been indoctrinated. You've been lied to. But anyways, that aside, talking to my friend this morning, he said, Bradley, when I was talking to the attorney about what we're going to do with these big tech companies, because we're not going to sit by and allow them to censor and suppress our content, he said it was the funniest thing. He goes, one network completely shut me down. All my channels. For absolutely no reason outside of the fact that we're giving the American people the truth that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. And I said, yep, I get that happening here too. Same thing. He said, it was interesting, when I got off the phone conversation with the attorney, I got an email from Facebook. And he said, they reinstated all my accounts. I said, yeah, they're surveilling you. So I called the attorney up this morning and I said, you know what? Interestingly enough, I talked to one of the gentlemen that you've talked to about what one of these big tech companies has done to him and how they shut him down for no reason whatsoever. And I told him what I just told you. And the attorney said to me, Bradley, this has been going on for a long time. And I said, of course it has. I can tell you for the last 20 years, doing high school assemblies across this country, the illegal harassment that we have received by this, which you would call deep state government. It's been going on for 20 years for here, firsthand experience, friends, just for the record. So the attorney sends me over a article, and I, as a matter of fact, I called him and I said, listen, I just talked to so-and-so, and this is what he told me, and I said, I got to tell you, to my attorney, I said, the same thing happens here. When I'm done talking to you, things begin to fluctuate, and I've noticed the same exact thing as my friend was talking about. Did you know that Cheryl Atkinson, you know, the reporter, the CBS news reporter who blew open Fast and Furious, did you know that she is suing for surveillance violations from your government? Did you know that? In other words, if you tell the truth, the government will be there, this government, friends, will be there to suppress you and censor you and to surveil you and to watch every move that you make. Richmond, Virginia, January 28th, Cheryl Atkinson first began hearing clicking sounds on her phone, and her computer started turning on and off in the middle of the night. She thought it was a technical glitch that could be easily fixed. Cheryl, then a longtime investigative reporter for CBS News, didn't suspect anything more until her sources in the intelligence community suggested that the government might be spying on her because of her critical stories and telling the population the truth about the current administration. I got to insert this here, friends. Folks, my website went from 0 to 1 million unique visitors within 3 months. 700,000, 850,000, then 1 million, and then the rug was pulled. If I was lying to you concerning what I'm exposing to you and this administration and the professed church in America today, then why are they so busy suppressing my information? It's a question you have to answer. I already know why. I've known this for years. Folks, CBS news reporter who blows open Fast and Furious. Remember when your government, under Barack Hussein Obama, was taking guns and he was running guns to drug lords in Mexico? Do you remember that? Yep. Eric Holder, along with Eric Holder, that criminal, that's still free to do the things that he wants to do. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know, too, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, you know, his DOJ, which he can do anything that he wants to do with it. They just found nothing wrong in Hillary Clinton's doings. She walked away free and clear of any wrongdoings, friends. This was just yesterday. So I just want to let you know how it keeps bleeding into administration after administration. But going back, you remember Barack Hussein Obama was gun running along with Eric Holder to Mexican drug lords? 300 people were killed in Mexico. Do you remember a couple months later, Barack Hussein Obama went back over to Mexico only to blame the American people for the crimes of him and his administration? Don't tell me, friends, that they're not creating domestic insurrection, attempting to create a war between the three continents, friends. Don't tell me that. But we're talking about surveillance. I'll come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News, who blew open Fast and Furious. Remember, I was just trying to finish up before the end of the last segment there, when Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder, they took guns and they began to gun run, and they delivered guns over to the Mexican drug lords, who ended up killing 300 people, only to have Barack Hussein Obama go back over to Mexico and then blame the American people for the crimes of him and his administration. Just think about that. As to what was going on back then, it's on steroids today, rest assured. I was just highlighting the fact that I was talking to one of my friends who was talking to an attorney that's taken a class action lawsuit to the big tech companies. And he said right when he got off the phone with them, what happened is he got an email from one of the big tech companies, and all of his accounts that were taken down prior to the conversation were instantly reinstated. It's a new level of scrutiny and surveillance, Americans. Rest assured, what I'm telling you is true. I can tell you firsthand. Okay? She first began hearing clicking sounds on her phone, and her computer started turning on and off in the middle of the night. She thought it was a technical glitch that could easily be fixed. Atkinson, then a longtime investigative reporter for CBS News, didn't suspect anything more until her sources in the intelligence community began to tell her government is probably spying on you. Atkinson alleged in a 2015 lawsuit that former Attorney General Eric Holder, former Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe, and unnamed federal agents, this is your government, America, conducted unauthorized surveillance of her home and her electronic devices in an attempt to determine who was leaking information to her. Folks, they don't want you to know the truth of the matter. I've done so many shows on this. You know, if you go online right now and you do a Google search on just, say, Bradley Dean, and then you go to my wiki page, which I had nothing to do with it, and of course I have no say-so in it, right? It's interesting that not a thing that they have said or accused me of is right. All right? And by the way, if I catch them defaming or alleging that I did something that I did not do, yes, I will lawfully deal with him. Just rest assured of that. And by the way, the founder of Wiki knows that all the well because he has personally come after me, where we had to have one of our friends from the former DOJ under Ronald Reagan, who caught wind of what was going on, who wrote an article on WorldNet Daily in defense of yours truly. Folks, everything that you see today is predicated, 90% of it easy, is predicated upon a lie. It's premised on a lie to control the minds of the people. Your governments and these agencies that have been created since September 11th are zeroing in on anybody that dares tell you the truth. And that is not far-fetched in any sense of the word. I'm bringing this up, friends, because you need to understand that until you find something to die for, you have not found anything to live for. What these people are doing, friends, and have been doing for a long time in this country, is illegal to the max. Youth talk. They have no lawful standing whatsoever. This is not about surveilling foreign enemies in the United States of America. This is about surveilling anybody that dares stand on the Word of God, that anybody that dares stands on the Constitution, and exposing them for their crimes against we the people. That's what this is all about. And it's been going on for a long, 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 long time, far too long, and they must be brought to justice. That's what this show is about. Read Amos 5:24. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. And why? Go back to David, King David. We are the seed of David, correct? Right? He said, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. He is. But he's chastising the disobedient people right now that are too busy worshiping their new idol, their new political figure, to their own demise. That is, in fact, what is happening here again in America. Folks, if you want to check us out online, you can do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to watch us live right now, you can do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, YouTube, we're live. And go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. Totally appreciate you and thank you for your trust. You can watch us live over there as well. Before I get over to the government is telling us, friends, our government is now telling us that everything that's going on here is all about America's safety. I just want to rewind just a little bit before I give you the headline. Everything that's going on concerning the attacks on Iran is for America's safety. You heard the President of the United States of America say that. Did you not? Yes, he did. Okay. These are all pre-planned wars, as I shared with you over the last week. They're all pre-planned wars. Said General Wesley Clark. Google it. You'll find it for yourself. They're all pre-planned wars because of what we can take from them concerning their resources, said General Wesley Clark again. But it's all about America's safety. This is what we're being told by this administration. Well, and the same sentence, Donald Trump, the new president of the United States of America over the last, what, 2.5, 3 years now, said this is all about America's safety. And then he points his finger back at, again, here's his name, Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign sodomite plant, right, that just bought $7 million mansion in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. See, they're not being prosecuted, friends. They're being rewarded. Isn't it interesting that the president, after they attacked Iran, said that the administration preceding his gave $1.5 billion. The numbers are different, friends. You hear different numbers all the time. But the point is, the current administration, or I'm sorry, the administration that preceded Donald Trump's, he said that he gave them the money to buy the missiles that attacked our military over there. Did anybody miss what the commander-in-chief should be doing? Article 2, Section 3, when it comes to faithfully executing the laws against domestic and foreign enemies? Well, he attacks foreign enemies, but he fails to deal with Barack Hussein Obama, who sent him your tax dollars to do so. Now, don't you think that if it was about making America great again, don't you think that Donald Trump would immediately called up the DOJ, that he said he can do whatever he wants to do with them? He said it. Don't try to defend the indefensible. He said it. Instead of him taking his DOJ and going after Barack Hussein Obama, what does he do? He just ignores it. Folks, injustice destroys nations. Ask Machiavelli. Corrupt government destroyed that country. Corrupt government destroys every country. Hey, folks, Barack Hussein Obama committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Our forefathers would have hung Barack Hussein Obama. But Donald Trump just points his finger at him and again slams his political opposition, created, mind you, another actor in the circus of politics, one of the clowns in the circus of politics, and does absolutely nothing but slams him. That is treason, America. Where's the justice, Mr. President? Where is that special prosecutor that you're going to bring forth? Oh, my goodness, that's interesting that I would have brought that up. Am I being facetious? Absolutely I am. But did anybody pay attention to the fact that yesterday's headlines, as expected, Trump's DOJ lets Hillary off the hook? They find nothing on her acts of treason concerning uranium ore being sold to the Russians. Friends, let's get this out of the way. Russia and America are not at war with each other, friends. America and China are not at war. Listen to me carefully, because you can rest assured. What I'm telling you is the truth. Just like the left and the right that you're continuously fed and indoctrinated by the CIA-controlled media, friends, there is no such thing as a right and a left. There's law-abiding and there's law-breaking, period. You can't find it constitutionally. They're not at war with each other, friends. They're selling out America. Your said representatives are selling out America. Trump's DOJ finds nothing on Hillary Clinton. Did you hear what I said? What's destroying America? Justice. A lack of. Judgment guards our liberty, and guess what's being left off, friends? And I'm going to keep coming back to this because this is the answer that America claims that they want, justice. You're not going to get justice from this administration. He's a pawn, just like his predecessors, and he's teeing it up for them that are going to come after him concerning the People's White House. That's all he's doing. I got you another one here just so you can kind of understand what's going on. Well, his worshipers are following him into hell unto their own demise concerning their country in this life. It's also interesting to note that Betsy DeVos, his Secretary of Education, she is basically subjecting our school children to the United Nations as we speak. Devo, Socialist Dreams, Push, Charter School, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check it out. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States service members were killed and two others injured when their vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. In keeping with Defense Department rules, the U.S. military did not identify the service members. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for the attack. More than 2,400 United States service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Last year was one of the deadliest for the U.S., with 23 American troops killed, even after Washington engaged in peace talks with the Taliban. Dangerous weather is targeting more than 30 million Americans this weekend. A fast-moving storm is sweeping across parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast and Southeast, and it's already been blamed for at least 3 deaths in Louisiana. Tornadoes have been reported in at least 3 states. The storm has dropped heavy rain and wind across Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you want to call in at any time, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. If you look at the Geneva Bible, friends, this is just coming to me right now. When you take the time to study the Geneva Bible, did you know that the side notes are how to deal with tyrants? When you look at Scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation, what does it do? It gives us the light in understanding as to how to deal with those that mean to put the light out. That's exactly what we're doing. As a matter of fact, thank you, Lord. A testimony against governors and kings. Why would Scripture say something like that? Come on. Matthew 10:18. What does it say? And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. If you have been indoctrinated by a hireling from the pulpit, you might be saying to yourself, well, what about Romans 13? Who ordained that power? My father did. Nowhere can you find in Scripture that we are commanded by God to disobey him and fall to man. As a matter of fact, if you want to take the time and do your due diligence rather than believing that someone else is going to work out your own salvation, Philippians 2:12, if you believe that someone else is going to work out your salvation for you, you're sadly mistaken. Okay? Romans 12:21 tells us that we are to overcome evil by what? Being good, not bad. And what were they appointed for, friends? They're supposed to be a terror to those that what? Commit evil. Not good. Oh my goodness, how foolish people have become today. Again, what comes to my aid, friends, is some of our forefathers rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they all said it. They all coined the same phrase in a different way, but it was a short coined phrase. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, period. That's exactly what we're dealing with today. You know, and it's amazing, before I get to this, friends, it's amazing how, stupid? It means dull and insensible. It's an actual word. Webster's 1828. But how foolish people have become. I want to say this. To the people that are still going along to get along concerning this administration, you are willfully not only destroying you and your posterity, you are willfully rejecting the truth of God. You are willfully doing it. If you want to talk about that, I'm here, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to play this audio for you because Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sent this over to me. I had to have my son to actually go through the audio. It's a video, right, for me, but it's an audio for you. And he had to omit the swear words by this professed Christian president today. But I want you to listen carefully concerning his advisory board, who they are, Jeffress, and others, friends. They're the debased sort. They're those of the lower sort, the baser sort, found in 1 Kings 13:33. But I want you to hear this audio, friends, because it explains to you exactly what many don't want to see for what it is. Listen to this audio.
Evangelicals, Christians of every denomination, and believers of every faith have never had a greater champion, not even close, in the White House than you have right now. I think you know that.
Wow.
Jeffress, yes. Prayer?
Let's pray together.
Jeffress.
Yes.
He's a sellout.
Father, I come to you in the name
Paula White, she's a heretic.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
Why do I have to, you know, repent? Why do I have to ask for forgiveness?
Skillful and godly wisdom have entered into the heart of our president.
You ask a lot of stupid questions.
I have never seen a more biblical president than I have seen in Donald Trump.
That's Michelle Bachmann.
Let every demonic network.
You are the enemy of the people.
Let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
Here is the Republican platform.
And if you don't support me, you're going to be so
that President Trump is not reelected.
Here is the Word of God.
There is going to be a backlash against people of faith like we have.
This is the professed church in America today.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
I want a man that comes out and fights for righteousness.
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
The Pope would have only wished and prayed.
Thank you, sir, for uniting our nation and calling us to pray.
That Donald Trump would have been present.
I think the Pope needs to seek Donald Trump's forgiveness.
He's I think God put him there.
Get that son of a up the field.
Let the angel of the Lord encamp around about him.
God raised up, I believe, Donald Trump.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
I don't bring God into that picture. I don't.
Romans 13 does give President Trump moral authority to use whatever force necessary.
Absolutely not.
You need to send in 35,000.
Including assassination.
This book right here will tell you how to vote.
I'm confident that the Lord is at work here.
Grab him by the pussy.
He's had a change of heart.
Ridiculous bull. If you do not write that P.O. box and you do not call that toll-free number, you're going to write your checks to Paula White Ministry. You will never see sustainment in your life and your dream will die.
Trump is a test. Whether you're even saved,
and can act differently for different people.
Somehow God put him in this position.
And everybody said, amen.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
I am the chosen one. Have you ever heard more of a narcissist in all of your life? I was embarrassed for Barack. I'm embarrassed for the American people for actually believing that this guy's legit. I mean, whoa, he's nothing but a gossip. I mean, I wonder if he owns Inquiry Minds Need to Know, and I'm not being facetious. And by the way, he was appointed by God, for the record. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. That's exactly right. Also note that Donald Trump said he didn't need to ask for forgiveness because he never did anything wrong. Wow, 1 John 1:8 tells us what? Friends, what does it tell us? If we say that we have no sin, violating God's law, transgressed his law, 1 John 3:4, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Doesn't it also tell us in friends, Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in him. Did you notice that during that audio that you just heard? Did you hear all the beeps? That was the new president swearing and cursing God. And telling people that if they don't vote for him before he became the president, then you're going to be broke as H.E. double hockey sticks. He was threatening the people. I mean, this is why those that you call the right, this is why those that you call conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, by the way, concerning the right, the left is the fruit of the right. There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. And folks, this is why the professed Christians of the day have become a major laughingstock, a major reproach to the younger generation, because they are not Christians. They're hypocrites. They tell the younger generation what they're to do, but yet they themselves practice not what they preach. Matthew 23, verse 3. Okay? And now they're beholding this, looking and seeing this mess in Washington, and how the church... By the way, folks, they're all hand-picked, okay? But they're seeing the church stand with this guy in attempting to justify him every step of the way. And the only reason they're doing that is because they're attempting to justify themselves. And guess what? They can't. The new generation up and coming has discernment like nobody's business, friends. Nobody's business. And they're sick and tired of the hypocrisy. I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and then we're going to get to my topic. I have, oh, hey, Tim, how are you, brother? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just went over to Comrex, and I knew you were there, but I had to come back to you. And then there was another call, and apparently they fell off. But what say you?
Yeah, this thing that you're talking about here, the problem is Americans have become so balkanized, they can't stop and reason with one another. I was noticing this with Rand Paul and Mike Lee as they were talking about the thing that they dealt with the military, thing that they had there regarding the assassination. And they were just saying, look, they have been friends of the president. They're not Trump haters, but they said, look, our Constitution is this. And what have we always said? We center our unity to be around the law, right? So if we don't have unity around the law, we don't have any unity. And we've been so balkanized that, boy, if you disagree with this guy in the singlest iota, I got a guy, I simply wrote, this is what yeah. I wrote, I said, I understand the Trump idolatry, just like I understand the Obama idolatry, and both are un-American because we should be united around the law.
Well, Wait a second, Tim, though. Just keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama, second term, didn't have the support of the American people. The problem is Donald Trump does. Donald Trump's support is real. And that's what's scary about all of this. And let me insert this into the conversation, too. Dictators of the past and in the present, they've always sold themselves to be favorable by the people that they rule over in every given scenario. Sam.
Well, sure. But in the first one, there were a lot of people who normally wouldn't have done that with Obama who did. And in all that scenario there of Obama, the one thing that everybody left out was that he wasn't qualified. He wasn't a natural born citizen, and if Republicans had any spine, what they said, they would have dealt with that, but they didn't have it either. So when you get to Trump, I point this out to some of the people, and I get this response: Tim, if you hate the United States, then leave.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Yep.
Guys, what makes a person an American? Is it just being on American soil? Yeah, we can talk about, your parents are Americans, you become American citizen. We get that. But what is it really tied to? Well, isn't it tied to our foundation, which is the Bible, and which is the law? If you're not going to hold to that, if you're going to go by your idol that you've erected, well, I don't know what makes you any different than the people who screamed out, "We have no king but Caesar," and they reject the true king, just like their forefathers did.
They said, "Crucify him, crucify him," because they didn't want the truth. They wanted their idols because they wanted control. Tim, hold on with me. I'm going to pull you back up next segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got a phone call right now from my friend out in South Carolina, the occupied country of South Carolina, Tim Brown. Also, the senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, who's doing a fantastic job. Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, listen, as we're speaking right now, okay, I'm going over with my live chat friends and going back with responses. And we have someone over there right now that's saying, wow, this is sad. You're all turning your backs on the only man who has ever tried to do anything good for us in decades. You know, we all have our doubts, but not smart to turn your back on our only chance. She also said right now what we're doing is bad-mouthing the President of the United States of America. Let me ask you a question. When has a lie ever told the truth, number one? And when is hate ever told the truth, which makes men free? It's not bad-mouthing to tell the truth, and it's this kind of people throughout the United States that have turned the very definition of love into hate and hate into love. They are a prime candidate, every single one of them, that takes on this spirit as to putting darkness for light and light for darkness. But you were just saying during that break, Tim, as to what's taking place right now on my live chat.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I can address the woman very simply. You think he's trying to do the best for you. That's what you think. That's what you've been told. But I got a question for you. How many more $1 trillion are you in debt? And if this was Barack Hussein Obama, would you be fussing about that several trillion dollars that he continues to put us in? Would you be fussing that for several years that he continued to fund the murder of Americans through abortion if this was Barack Obama? No, you wouldn't be doing it. You would be doing that if that was the case. Would you be having a problem with Barack Obama if he put an open sodomite as an ambassador, a person who goes from the United States, whose laws state that sodomy is a capital crime? Would you be supporting that? No, you would be ticked off as all get out, and you would speak out against it. Doesn't mean you would be disrespectful of the office of the president, but you would definitely point out that that is criminal activity, and you would not stand for it. But somehow, because this guy has an R on his jersey, says he's a Christian, he quotes God, he says all these little phrases, but when you ask him, well, what's your favorite Bible verse? He doesn't know what the Bible says about anything, and then when he finally comes around to say it, he misquotes it. So,
Tim, he doesn't even know the Constitution. He's doing what he's told to do, and he's reading the teleprompter. Okay, I'm glad. And I'm not questioning your okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't taking a shot at you. Okay, good. Good. Oh, yeah, by the way, we are to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, right? And to judge him by his fruit, we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Christians are, but that's not what they're doing. They're taking him for what he says rather than the fruit that he is bearing to our own demise. And by the way, Tim, you also said in there, this isn't disrespecting the president. No, this is honoring the position of the presidency in the office. When someone disobeys law, we're honoring the office by holding them accountable.
Exactly.
This is how ignorant the American people have become.
Right, and that's why I said it's not disrespecting the office. I didn't say that the president, but the office, because that's exactly right. You're honoring the office by honoring the law. He's supposed to, look, if people get upset that we have some of these police officer stories where they're acting criminally. Well, I'm sorry, guys. There are a lot of police officers who are acting lawfully. Fine. We don't bring them in because they're just doing their job. But here's the thing. When the guys violate the – look, nobody's going to write about me. I'm a nobody down here in South Carolina, right? I'm a redneck.
That's not true. Tim, we love you, man. Don't ever, ever – don't ever let that pass over you. We take notice of you every day, and I'm having fun with you right now. But we do.
Well, what I'm saying is nobody's going to make a big deal out of that. But you let me step out and you let me violate the law. And I'm talking about really violate the law, not make up stuff about me, but really violate the law. And you know who's going to be writing about me? Everybody in the country. So why then with somebody who, you know, I don't ask for people's votes to do what I do, but you have a guy who's asked for your vote. He said, trust me. He's taken an oath before God, put his hand on the Bible, calling down judgments upon himself, and I would say even the people that he represents, if he doesn't uphold that oath. And I got a question for you, America, those of you who want to defend that. And I don't hate Donald Trump. The Bible tells me I'm to love him and that I'm to pray for him. So I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to ignore what he's doing wrong. Let me ask you something, America. You know what's going on in Virginia. Donald Trump is Governor Northam's superior. In our scheme of government, have you heard anything from Donald Trump on what's going on down there? Not a peep. You are hearing crickets. You know why? Because he supports it. He supports it, and he's told you he supports taking your guns first, getting due process later. He's told you that. That's not edited. He's told you that. Now, I believe Donald Trump is a pragmatist. I believe he can be manipulated a lot of things. I think this assassination was, and I'll point out my own Senator Lindsey Graham. He's a warmonger. But I'm telling you right now, what makes us Americans, what really makes us Americans, what makes us different than all the other countries? Well, one, God is our founder. He really is. And long before our Constitution, I'm talking about the true and living God, the one who's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, David, Solomon, all those guys in the Old Testament, and the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who is our founder. That's the first thing. The second thing is that's established through the law. And then we're not only to promote the law, because Jesus says, I want you to make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I've commanded. And what did he command? Well, he didn't command anything opposite of the law. The Sermon on the Mount, for people who want to go to this route and say, well, we just have grace. We don't have the law. That was for the Jews. I'm like, well, Paul says the real Jew is the one circumcised of the heart, not of the flesh, but of the heart. And he says, In Galatians, he says the children of Abraham. Sorry, I'm getting on a soapbox here, but
yeah, you are.
I mean, in Galatians, he says, you want to know who the true Jew is? You want to know the children of Abraham? They're the people who have the faith of Abraham. It has nothing to do with your pedigree,
right,
who your mom and daddy was, or anything. It has to do with whether or not God is your daddy. That's it.
That's
and whether
right.
or not he adopted you into his family, because he told us those who weren't his people are going to be his people. And you know what? I got nothing to brag about on that, because as far as I'm concerned, the Bible says I was dead in my sins, and God, he came to me the way Jesus came to Lazarus, and he says, come forth. And he gave me life. I don't have anything good to tout about me, but you know what? I don't do that. I point back to what God has said. You're doing that too. You don't sit here and say, oh, Bradley's a good guy. I do this. I do that. I do that. And you promote yourself. You're saying God says this about us. If we've really been saved by grace, through the free grace of God because of his mercy, through his son Jesus Christ, these things are evident. In other words, we're a tree. We're a branch, we're a branch.
Tim.
And the root.
Yeah.
And we produce fruit, right? That's the issue.
Yeah. Amen. Are you done?
Sorry about that.
I'm calling in on your show Monday, dude. This is it. I'm not putting up with this anymore. I totally appreciate it. I want to answer 14 sure. things that you pointed out now. Okay. I got a break coming up, and all fun aside, I totally appreciate you calling in. I will talk to you soon, brother.
You.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, friends. You got people complaining right now on live chat 1-866-582-9933. It's the President of the United States' job to, folks, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Not to tear them down. U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. Is that right? Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do. Is that what he's doing? No. He's attempting to change the law, and the only way that he's doing that is through the ignorance of the American people that don't know what the law says in the first place. Because you have been led to believe by the media that you don't believe that he knows better than you do. He doesn't know better than you do. Friends, he's talking about our purified democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic where we are ruled by law, not by opinion. And party affiliations, for the records, are completely unconstitutional. But people that argue with guys like me, they talk about the left and the right, and what would have been better if Hillary would have been in office. Are you really that naive? The same ones that delivered up Hillary are the same ones that delivered up Donald. You just haven't figured it out yet. The same agenda is going forward, like it or not, America. I mean, I just posted some pictures yesterday of all the presidents hanging out together. And I thought, wait a second, American, I put it to the American people. I said, aren't these guys supposed to be arch enemies? No, they're hanging out, having fun together. Folks, it's all created pro wrestling. America, your country is being destroyed. And let me say this again. You are under attack today like never, ever, ever before. And we're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. Thank you to Tim for calling in. Thank you for those that have the courage to call in. Thank you for those that are actually doing their own due diligence to see what is the job of the President of the United States of America, rather than just listening to the media again that you say that you don't believe in and then parroting what they say to you. You know how foolish you sound when you do that, America? Let's get educated, because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. That's what we're doing here. I love you enough to tell you the truth, even if you're mad at me. It's okay. Read Psalm 109, John 7:7, and John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's Teen today at marchforbabies.org.